Brother Haney, how are you? I detect a little bit of uncertainty in your voice. Your eyes don't lie. You never hide the truth. And so I sense a bit of concern based on this football team's health, readiness, and ability to go all out in attack mode as we get ready for preseason game number 3. Am I correct or not?
Preseason game number 2?
It's 2 or 3, I thought.
It's the same one.
It's the same one. I mean Lions.
Yeah.
I'm reading your body language, and you don't seem happy. You don't seem like you're comfortable with the readiness of this team's its ability to go out and play tackle football in a real game in front of people.
I don't know where you got that from.
I just picking up a vibe. I'm picking up a vibe that the injury report has you really concerned.
I mean, the injury report does, but I don't think I'm disparaged from, guys going out there.
I don't sense
and being
swag.
Able to play at a high level.
I'm just telling you what I'm picking up. I'm picking up that you're worried about 5 playing in a real game with his backup out, and you're really not confident in who would play in their place. Your center's injured. You just seem like your forehead looks like a raisin, and so you it's just tension, and so I'm worried about you not feeling confident about Saturday afternoon and what kind of product we're going to put on display.
I mean, I think it's fair to have some reluctance.
Oh, that's what you
sending,
call it. Okay.
5 out there. Again, if the starting line isn't out there in full, in its totality, and you have the utmost confidence in the line to go out there and block for 5, why put him out there? Again, Mariota is out, so that's already, a red flag or, a need to pause for concern. Because behind him, you have Sam Hartman, who's been on the team and hasn't played at all. And then you also have a rookie who we drafted in the 7th round. And I wouldn't necessarily say we'd have the utmost confidence in those guys to go out there and perform if Jaden was to get, nicked up. So the fact that he's taking all the practice reps in practice, and also next week we have a joint practice, I don't necessarily need to see Jaden out there anymore. Like, would I love to see him out there? If the O-line was, at full strength, yeah. Like, if they are, let's see him go out there, throw the ball for a drive. But I'm not that eager to, see it. Defensively, though, I would definitely love to see our defensive starters out there against the Lions. I feel like what they've been able to do, at least in the joint practice last week, they look really good. They look dominant. So to be able to go out there, duplicate it, and, still we do have a couple of roster battles.
They didn't look dominant in the first drive against Miami in the game.
Yeah, the starters didn't play, though. The 2s did.
I thought we had our starting defense out there.
No. There were a decent amount of starters not playing.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, so I would definitely love to see them out there and play.
Styles was a starter. My bad. Well, it's I don't know if there's a right or wrong.
I agree, Doc. I don't think, there have been times a lot of teams have not played their starter the entire preseason and went on to have really great seasons.
The Rams is who comes to mind.
Jaden, he played year 1 in the preseason.
Yeah.
And guess what? We went out, had a great season, went 12-5. Yeah. Last year he played in the preseason. And guess what? He didn't play that well. He looked really good in the preseason against the Bengals.
Yeah.
and we had a terrible season. So I don't think there's any necessarily right or wrong answer. Like, I think there are examples of, you know, things going good for guys that have played in the preseason, things going bad for guys that have played in the preseason. I think it is based on circumstance and, like, where your team is.
But with the leaders, though, they got to make decisions that people gain confidence from. And strength, conviction, even if you say, I'm not playing, but how you say we're not playing, somebody's got to play. And somebody's going to get better. I'll tell you what, I did not expect to hear or see that Johnny Newton is on the injured list.
Yeah.
And Tim Settle's on the injured list.
Yep.
Now, when I see people that I really need to see them play, I want to see them play, that's a problem. Again, and nobody, man, it's the worst experience of a lifetime is to be in a contact sport and you're injured or you have a broken bone and you can't participate. You're there, you gotta be, it's awful. So nobody wants to sign up for that. Everybody wants to be out there. But I'm honest, man. Trey Amos is not trying to get injured. It's not his objective. But I got to do something when he is. I got to figure out, I got to have somebody at these positions. Jordan McGee. I need him on the field, but he can't help if he's hurt. What I'm not sure I'm hearing enough of is that who's the camp guy in the camp that takes your breath away? Who's taking advantage of all these people missing snaps? It's competitive. They're your teammates. But until that 53, 55, or 105-man roster is decided, it wouldn't hurt to see this become a little more competitive and saying, I'm going to take somebody's job if they're in sick bay too long. Stay off the field as much as you want. You may not have a position when you get back. At some point, somebody's going to have to play for us to get through these games, in the games, and we're going to have, I think we'd like to see them play well. And I'm waiting to hear who the heck is taking advantage of so many of these guys missing snaps. And if they're not going to play, then who's going to play? And do they have a chance to be good? And that way, we hit bingo. I don't know if I hear enough of that. Is somebody going to step up and be a hero? Or are we going to just sit around with our thumb in our mouth waiting on somebody to heal and get healthy and come back and play that hasn't practiced in 10 days or 5 days? I mean, that's what I see. Maybe it'll happen. Some camp every year, somebody comes out of nowhere and you go, wow, who is that? That's the guy out of Candy Cane University. He was a walk-on, and he's out here tearing people's behinds up. You seen that guy? Does anybody come to your mind when I say that? Is it somebody that we're not that hasn't been highlighted, but is always out there and is doing well and is taking advantage of all of these people that miss time? Got to be somebody that steps up and you go, wow, who was that? Whose number's blah, 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 blah?
I mean, Robert Henry.
Ah.
He's been pretty good.
Now you're talking my language.
Antonio Hamilton, he had an interception today.
Boy, you got it in you.
He's been making plays all camp.
Yeah, I think at some point, I'm just getting sick and tired of talking about people that don't play. I want to talk about people that are going to play. Is somebody going to make this team we're not maybe focusing on as we keep waiting for these people that don't practice and don't play in the games to actually come through? That's my biggest fear. My biggest fear that a team that won 5 games is sitting around with his thumb in his mouth waiting on people to show up. It's the opportunity of a lifetime. They were a lousy record, not necessarily a lousy team, but had a lousy record last year. Who the hell's going to take advantage of this? It all seemed like somebody, you're going, man, who's that dude? I've heard you go thumbs up on some people, but I'm just wondering, is anybody in mind that you expect that this weekend in Detroit, you're going to say, man, this dude, he earned it in practice. He worked his way through this. He's taking advantage of all of these people that miss practice, that don't play in games, that seem to be always hurt. Who in the heck is going to actually play? Or are we going to have anybody in these games, or should we just forfeit? I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about who's not going to play. Who's going to play? Is there anybody going to actually play in the games? And if not, then maybe they should just forfeit. I don't get it. But I go, okay, I'll be patient. I'll be patient because this is a new pro. It's new school. It's not done the way it used to be done. I get that. You know, it's in a new age of football. I think it's a bunch of crap. 4:15 here in the nation's capital, Burgundy and Gold today. 301-230-0980 is the number. What's on your mind?